Introduction. The male holds the key to the nations, and our nations are in crisis. As the man goes, so goes the family, society, and the world. The problem is, men don't have a clear idea of where they're going anymore. They are suffering from a lost sense of identity, and the consequences for their families, communities, and nations are far-reaching. Conflicting views of manhood. Traditional male roles once gave men continuity and balance from generation to generation. Today, many men are questioning who they are and what roles they are to play in life. On the surface, they may be following customary life pursuits, such as working, marrying, and having a family, yet they have an inner uncertainty about what it means to be a man, a husband, and a father. What is causing this uncertainty? A major reason is that society is sending out conflicting signals about what it means to be a man. Traditional views of masculinity compete side by side with new ideas of manhood in the marketplace of ideas, each vying for supremacy. A clash of old and new ideas. This contest of ideas is being played out as we absorb the vast social and political changes that have taken place over the last 40 years. On both national and international levels, cultures and ideas are colliding. As a result, people are reevaluating what it means to be human, what it means to be a man or a woman, and what it means to be a country. Some of these developments are the movement for women's equality, the exportation of Western culture in the world, the fall of communism, the global marketplace, and a growing interconnectedness between nations. Whether worldwide or locally, our world is rapidly changing before our eyes, and the social transformation accompanying it cannot often be painful. The clash of old and new ideas has left many men perplexed and frustrated in regard to their identity. How do the new roles, for example, equal partnership with women, play out against more traditional ones, such as breadwinner and protector? Men are feeling compelled to redefine their roles as they attempt to adapt to these changing social expectations. This adjustment is disrupting both their professional and personal lives. It is altering their relationship with women. It is transforming family life. Yet the lines of these new roles look blurry to men as traditional and contemporary ideas eclipse, overshadowing one another, and then separate again. For example, on the one hand, men are told that there's no real difference between males and females and that they are to consider women as equals. On the other hand, they are encouraged to treat women with special care and courtesy, but when they do, they are often accused of chauvinism. The male in crisis. Historically, men have defined their manhood by the various roles they have fulfilled for their families and for society. Now that these roles are in transition, they don't have a solid definition of masculinity to give them a cultural context for life. As a result, many men believe that they have lost part of themselves, but they don't have anything concrete with which to replace it. Often, they don't even feel wanted or needed by women any longer. They used to have clear direction about where they were going as men. Now, it's as if they're trapped in a maze, frustrated and unable to move forward purposefully in life. Some men have reacted angrily against the women's movement and other social changes. They have no intention of adapting. Instead, they have reasserted or tightened their traditional dominance over women because they are afraid of losing control. They have reacted by being either competitive or isolationist. They are domineering or even abusive to their families. In certain countries, men have aggressively fought back on a national level. They have countered the advancement of women's equality with severe restrictions on the lifestyle and freedoms of women because they perceive these changes to be a part of the westernization of their societies and moral corruption that is harming their way of life. A crucial crossroads. Why is the male's crisis of purpose such a pivotal issue? For one thing, it attacks the core of who men are, leaving them indecisive and foundationally weak. For another, it reflects a breakdown in understanding, communication, and cooperation between men and women that is unnatural and unhealthy. Males are at a crucial crossroads, and where they go from here will have a serious effect on the course of society. The crisis of purpose they are experiencing will escalate if they continue to live in an uncertain or defensive state of mind. They will remain frustrated and will live at a level of far below their potential. Moreover, the cracks in the foundation of society will grow dangerously wider. What should men do? Should they hold on to the traditional roles and ways of thinking, or should they follow the road being paved by new concepts of maleness? It would be difficult to stop the flow of change, and we would not want to return to tradition merely for the sake of tradition. The old system did not reflect the full purpose and potential of men. The women were often devalued under it. Yet, contemporary concepts of maleness are often ambiguous. They also tend to focus on roles rather than on the male's underlying purpose and identity, a crucial distinction that this book explores. What kind of world will we have if we keep following this new path? We already have some idea of the negative effects that a continuing male crisis of purpose would bring. Many of our current social problems, such as teenage pregnancy, crime, and poverty, flow from purposelessness and rootlessness among men. The majority of crimes worldwide are committed by men. 90 to 95% of those in prison in the United States are males. Recently, I have been amazed at the increasing numbers of boys who are involved in crime. We are seeing more and more criminal activity by males between the ages of 9 and 18. In London, a 5-year-old boy was murdered by an 11-year-old boy. In Chicago, a 6-year-old girl was murdered by a 9-year-old boy. I remember when criminals used to be older men. How often do you see a list of crimes that were committed during a given week in which 50% of the culprits were women? Never. It's really a male issue. Whether we're talking about broken home, an abused wife, an abandoned child, or a crime, we're looking primarily at a male problem that stems from a misguided purpose or a lack of true identity. The issue is purpose, not maleness. Why are many social ills caused by men? It may be tempting for some to dismiss males as hopelessly aggressive and domineering, with an essential nature and need for an overhaul. I'd like to present an alternative perspective. The problem is not a biological one of maleness, but a spiritual one of the identity. Male identity is not essentially a matter of roles. Male identity is not essentially a matter of roles, which vary with culture and shift with changing times. It is a matter of inherent purpose. Therefore, to address the problem of our society in the world, we must start with the male and how he perceives himself. If men knew who they really are and their true reason for being, then their confusion, anger, and destructive behavior could be replaced with purposefulness, confidence, and a building up of society. It's when men don't know who they are and what purpose they have in this world that we experience a myriad of cultural problems. While society is feeling the effects of the male's dilemma, it is also apparently contributing to it by presenting incomplete or confusing ideas of manhood. In this way, society is unknowingly bringing trouble upon itself. This double-edged sword is not new to our generation or our world. The consequences of ignorance of purpose. The crisis we are seeing today is actually a contemporary version of an old age dilemma. Men and women alike lost their concept of what it truly means to be human, male and female, a long time ago. The problem is also not confined to particular cultures. The question of identity is a global problem. I have traveled to many nations, and I have concluded that most of the world is suffering from what I call the consequences of ignorance of purpose. In every nation, in every community, no matter what language the citizens speak or what color their skin is, people are experiencing a common dilemma. They are suffering the debilitating effects of misconception of purpose. They don't understand who they really are and therefore aren't living up to their full potential in life. In my earlier book, Understanding the Purpose and Power of Women, I showed how humanity's ignorance of purpose has historically degraded women. I recommend that book to men, just as I recommend that this one to women. I talked about how we can alleviate the pain and unfulfilled potential this misunderstanding of purpose has caused women over the centuries so they can be free to become all they were meant to be. However, neither males nor females will ever be fully actualized if the crisis of the male is not addressed, since men have a primary influence on the tone and direction of society. The influence is meant to be used for good. However, as we saw in regard to many of the social problems we are facing, it can have exactly the opposite effect if it is not understood or if it's abused. There's no way that we can have a safe and productive world as long as humanity as a whole doesn't know its reason for existence, and men in particular don't have a clear idea of their identity. People can go for years without realizing that they aren't fulfilling their true purpose. Both individuals and cultures can become comfortable following established roles without questioning their validity. However, our socially turbulent society is forcing us to examine the underlying foundations of our concepts of maleness and femaleness. In this sense, we can look at this crisis as a powerful opportunity for self-discovery and self-actualization. It is up to us to make the accurate tests of the soundness of both traditional and contemporary ideas of what it means to be male and female, and then to relay a strong foundation for the society. The purpose of this book is to give us principles for making that assessment and fulfilling our true purpose as human beings. Therefore, to rediscover the masculinity identity, we need to address these questions. How can men gain their footings in an ever-shifting environment of the cultural expectations? What does it mean to be male? What definition of masculinity should men adopt? Why is a male's self-concept so important to the foundation of society? What roles should men fulfill in the workplace and in the home? What do gender roles have to do with the male's purpose? And what are the differences between males and females? How are men and women meant to relate to one another? And how can a man build a better life for himself, his family, and the world? In the following episodes, I will explore these questions in a very straightforward and practical way. Join me for a rediscovery of purpose, the man as he was meant to be.